Attention students, the Jabroni University Network is now in session. Please make your way to class.
What is that?
The future of radio, you jabronis.
Coming to you from Fabulous Studio B Plus in Bradenton, Florida. It's New Jabroni Pro Wrestling with me, Daniel Salorzo, and Bonesaw Ryan Rudnick.
Ooh, yeah, baby. You know what this show needs? More House of Torture. my man Gino called it.
So I think it was right around the time that Yoda Tsuji beat El Phantasmo that I texted you and I was like, Yoda Tsuji's gonna win this thing, isn't he? And then he just kept winning.
I hadn't seen any matches, but I had already predicted Yoda Tsuji in the finals, so I knew what you said to be correct, to be true.
And I also told you that depending on the results of yesterday's events, I was going to have a hot take, and I do have a hot take.
I'm eagerly awaiting it.
I am going to be so mad if Yuta Tsuji beats Goto. I am going to be so mad if Goto doesn't win the New Japan Cup.
Really?
Yes. Yuta Tsuji has not paid his dues whatsoever.
No, I agree. It's like, I don't know. Why am I the one who's so like, why am I the one that's like all of a sudden championing this? Like, it makes sense. I'm the most against him on his side.
All right,
I'm coming around a little bit. Just, there's little things. We'll get to.
Look, he's a great wrestler, and you know the prospect of him beating Goto after Goto's said he's going to win this tournament for his dead father is a proposition no man could turn down.
It's a good backup plan after whatever afflicted Finley.
Yeah, we'll just get into a. I'll do the thing. We'll do a brief catch up. The show's not going to be long. It'll be 20 minutes tops. We're going to be in and out. If we had decided to do a midday show tomorrow, I was going to be like, you know what? We should just watch the end of it because.
Well, at that point, yeah.
Yeah. All right, for news and content updates.
At 5 a.m.
Yes. For news and content updates, be sure to follow us on Instagram and at JU Wrestling and, of course, at juw.fireside.fm. If you want merch, head over to our threadless store, jabroniu.threadless.com. Let's go to the Linktree. Linktree, are you familiar with it? Linktr.ee/JU Wrestling. That's where everything is. Anything you want that has anything to do with us, that's where you go. Please be sure to subscribe to our podcast wherever you listen. Remember to give us a 5-star review. Bookmark us on Instagram. And you can also email us at jabroniuwrestling@gmail.com. That link conveniently located right at the top of the link tree. Email us.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we got through all the way to the end. Sonata ended up beating Yoshihashi, which, you know, no surprise there.
Right.
Meanwhile,
befitting the Dragon George bracket.
Yes. He made it. He truly upheld the spirit of the Dragon George bracket.
No questions.
Jack Perry gets his way through Yano.
He has like a slog with Yano too. Like that match wasn't funny at all. Somebody threw a pie.
Hey, Yano's like that was
nothing.
Goto's got high aspirations. Maybe I win myself the New Japan Cup this year.
Yeah.
One thing Yano did not account for is that Jack Perry's in House of Torture.
House of Torture. I love how much of a force they are. I didn't expect them to be so present in this tournament, and it's great. Because it's like they're pissing off LIJ, and they seem to have they're not happy. It's, I don't know. This is good. This is a good fire between the two of them.
Well, look, and this was the most
annoying as hell.
This couldn't have been written any better, because in the Dragon George bracket, now representing House of Torture, you have Jack Perry in the Pick Up the Phone bracket, David Finley. Go on over to Gabe Kidd in the... and the Let's Go Evil bracket, and also Evil. Instead, Gabe Kidd's not in House of Torture, but... We got Evil in the Let's Go Evil bracket, and then you've got Ren Narita in the Clubber Lang bracket. So there was it was bound to be prevalent, because they had presence at every bracket.
They're everywhere, but no, literally all of them, every single one shows up at every one of their matches.
Yeah,
it's six on whatever every time.
And I can understand
coming on Swarm.
I can understand how people would be tired of this. Not me. Not ever. Let's Go Evil.
No, this is this is chaotic in a way where it's really making me interested. I like it. I like it a lot.
Wrapping up the Dragon George bracket, we had that bout between Perry and Sonata, that, you know, the rematch, and this is good. It was a good match.
Yeah, it was good. It was a good match.
And you know, you kind of take what you can get from Sonata, and you know, true to the Dragon George bracket, he makes it all the way to the end there.
Yeah, and I like Jack when he's not wrestling, trying to like impress us with his moves and just kind of just wrestling. He's not bad. I liked him when he was Jungle Boy, but
no, look, seemed like he
pushed a little too hard, and it didn't go over well. And here, this way, he can just kind of stick to it, and he's not bad.
Yeah, and also, you know,
and he's House of Torture, baby.
maybe it's not the worst idea that Jack Perry, had a direct hand in losing AEW, one of its biggest talents, and then going, maybe I better lay low out of the country for a couple of months until this all blows over. Maybe.
that's why he wears the goat mask, so you don't see his face. Maybe you miss him.
Meanwhile, in the Pick Up the Phone bracket, you know, Finley gets the win over Tongaloa, and then
the saddest 619.
You know what? It's not fair. It's not fair that thing got clipped, because he went back for it a second time and hit it just fine.
That's fine, but oh man, once you miss that, you can't set it back up and go again. Like, you can't do that. I don't care if it's what you were trying to do the whole time.
Well, remember,
you got to let that one go.
Remember that one time in G1 Climax where Kenta went to do something and he totally whiffed a move, and he said, "Ah, screw it, I'm just gonna kick the guy in the face instead." Yeah. And no one's talking about that mess up anymore.
Oh, except for this. Yeah, we love it.
And then somehow in the course of I don't know what happened, David Finley got injured, and now he's out.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, Goto gets the first round bye, and now he gets the elusive second round bye. I'm pretty sure the only buy-in that's been doing is him paying off the people so he can win at this tournament.
Seriously, he's had his sweet path
cut, and yeah, but
now he's going up against the Rook.
Yeah, nice and easy, and now he's
nice and cushy.
Yeah, so no first round for him. He did beat Chase Owens, and then so he did have a second round. So technically a third round bye, but or however that works. First, second,
it's
third.
Chase Owens' birthday. Happy birthday, Mr. Owens. You're 21 and you're beautiful. Happy birthday, Mr. Owens.
Speaking of Gino being hilarious, I'm going to do a smash cut over to the very end of the Let's Go Evil bracket. The second that Evil lost that match, and I swear to God, Gino is like... So good. He was
need to go back to that.
He is beside himself. they rule a no contest, and he's like, evil wins! Evil wins! Yeah. Oh God, I'm glad when I get to use that button in true context.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, evil really got far into the end of that thing. He ended up beating Shingo, all through cheating, and then
so much cheating,
and then you know somehow Yoda Tsuji gets all the way to the end of the Clubber Lang bracket.
And I told you, he's a beast. He is not to be stopped.
His spear's so good, though. He's got people jumping up into it, and
people are really selling that spear for him. That's like the only thing I think that's holding me back on him, because like I can't deny, like people love him. He's got good energy. It's just like a couple of his move choices kind of bug me. The curb stomp and the spear. Just like he's got a couple cool moves on his own. Like I wish he had more unique moves and didn't rely on two that were really closely associated with other people. That he was against ELP. He did like this he juggled him and then did a sit out powerbomb or something. Like that was the cool. That's cool. Make that one of your signature moves. But like I just curb stomp, spear. I'm tired of that move.
I was immediately off of the Tsuji train when he beat El Fantasmo.
And that
as soon as that happened, I was like, oh, he's going to win, isn't he? And then I was just like, now I hate this. And in light of Goto's recent not terribleness, it's all I could do but root for Goto to win now. And now like, yeah, there's
what a world. What a world we live in.
There's an actual legitimate chance that he could win. And like, if he wins the New Japan Cup, that's cool. But, you know, then ultimately, like, is he going to beat Naito for that belt? And, you know, in this weird, in these strange times where there's no any of the top tier people, except for the ones that they have that they're just not using for whatever reason. I say, why not? Let Goto have a title run. It can't be worse than Sonata's.
Honestly, it can't. I think that's why it probably will be Goto, because like Tsuji losing to Naito now doesn't seem quite right. So, kind of as we thought it was going to be the Finley role. Then let it be Goto, because whoever it is, Naito can't lose yet. It's too soon. So. Go ahead and assume that he'll get the win here. So let Goto go take that loss.
Now, however, they have been pointing out that in the last couple of New Japan Cups, and this is especially true of people who used to be in House of Torture, they abandoned their humanity, or found their humanity, however you want to spin that one.
Spin it.
Yeah, they're like, I'm getting out of the Sombra de Naito, and I'm gonna stand on my own two legs, or you know, in Evil's case, on the legs of many many cheaters, and they went on the win their respective whatever. So now you know you've got Tsuji and who is now apparently billed as a very credible threat. On any day of the week, is Tsuji gonna beat Goto? Yeah. Now you have that interesting dynamic at play. Is he gonna leave LIJ right after starting it? Sure, because yeah, they Gato's like, we'll do anything. Who cares? There was five guys. Now there wasn't. Now there is.
Who's counting?
Yeah. So. You know, just six guys. Maybe Tsuji's like, Goto, you bum. Let me show you how to run chaos. And if they're gonna put the biggest guy there now, which I assumed that they were gonna, you know, ride on. I think I really underestimated that Shota Umino was probably like, I probably shouldn't ride my nepotism this hard right when I get back. So, you know, maybe in a couple years he'll be, you know, the new ace of the universe, but I'm thinking like now it's okay, fine.
Mm-hmm.
If he's got to have someone to beat down when he gets up to the top of the mountain. So, I mean, Tsuji, I guess.
That's a good one. It's a good rivalry if we get there.
But wouldn't that be something if Tsuji took over Chaos?
I like that. Chaos needs something. Let's put him in the smiling psycho's hands.
Yeah, I honestly, when I go back and go, hey, put Shota there. Except, I really think I go TV static a little bit during his matches sometimes.
Hmm.
Or at least I go, okay, he's going to be in the match. I'm going to check back a couple minutes later and he's going to have won the match. I don't feel like it makes sense. However, I don't feel like it's going to bring anything to the table in terms of it's just going to be a guy who has a group behind him and now he's there and he has a new thing next to his Chiron. And he's not going to do anything differently.
Mm.
Whereas Tsuji, you know, wanted to be an LIJ more than anything and immediately goes, no, not if I can win the New Japan Cup. I don't need LIJ. Sonata and Evil proved that. Let's go Tsuji. But seriously, he better not win. Goto had better win. I've seen everything this company has to offer. Throw the belt on Goto. I want to see what that is. Just so we could say that we saw it. You know, much of the same way. Look, if Hanma had made it all the way to the end, I'd be like, throw the belt on Hanma. He's a 5-star man.
Is Goto a 5-star man?
God, Goto's probably a 5-star man. I would have to look that up.
Mm.
He was at G1 18, I believe. He had a 5-star with Kenny. You know, obviously there's a common denominator there, but he probably
you
has.
You are correct. G1 Climax 28. In 2018.
Yeah, sorry.
Kenny Omega. Yes. And he got one against Ishii in that same G1. So he got two.
Yeah. But keep in mind, Kenny and Ishii were in those matches.
Back-to-back bangers for Goto.
Yeah. And that,
clanging and banging.
Yeah, that match that he had with
and
Kenny
then,
was...
And then later on, Kenny Omega and Ishii had a 5-star match.
Yeah. And I, Kenny
and triangle right there.
Kenny and Goto was the final. I'm pretty sure.
Maybe it was a rematch, but this was a night four, so this was earlier on.
Okay. They okay.
Oh, I got 7 stars, Dave. You idiot.
we don't listen to him anymore.
just thumbs up, thumbs down.
Yeah, so these are strange times wherein this company doesn't want to use Zack Sabre Jr. or Shingo Takagi for some reason, or Jeff Cobb or El Fantasmo. They gotta
pump the new guys. There's no time to waste, and Tsuji's super popular, so why not?
Yeah,
it's inevitable, and they might as well start. Get another main event draw built up. If you've got a chance to like catch the lightning in the bottle and just go, it might work. And I think Shota's still a great play. He's a little longer term. I think Tsuji works right now because Tsuji puts on more. I hate to sound all like Cornetti, but he does more of a modern style, like really highs and lows kind of match. Mm-hmm. But you've seen one, you've seen a lot of those, and that's the only, and that kind of tires me out. I think with Shota, there's a little bit more person in his matches. So I just like him more overall and probably long term, but I can't deny that Tsuji's not exciting, and the crowd loves him.
Well, look, this begs the question. In 1999, if The Rock and Stone Cold and Triple H all leave the WWF, do you then put the belt on, like, Val Venus? Or, you know, do you put it on Taz, who just walked up? The answer is, you put it on D'Lo Brown.
Woo!
Give those undercard guys a shot. I don't know.
Gosh.
Kurt Angle also came into the mix.
I feel like the guy Kurt Angle was a better comparison due to, like, the age difference there. D'Lo was a younger man.
And Kurt Angle was actually there before Taz, so.
Yeah, that's true.
But shooting Kurt Angle straight to the, you know, straight to the top of the charts
didn't hurt anybody.
No, it would not have hurt anyone.
It hurt Kurt Angle eventually, but differently.
Yeah.
Less directly.
Well, there you have it. Where this show's on today, the final's on today, so I'm crossing my fingers for a Goto win. Bonesaw is confused. Just confused.
I'm not confused. I think Tsuji should win at this point. Go ahead. Make my day. Make Tsuji the biggest thing in the world.
Who's a random person in the Attitude era that you'd be like, put that belt on them with all the top guys gone?
Big Boss Man.
See, that's like that's
if we're going just random, why not? Big Boss Man.
Yeah, that's a Hanma. It's a Hanma like move.
that is a Hanma move. That is correct.
I'm just saying, hey, anyone can say whatever they want to about Big Boss Man. I thought he was a great heel.
He was very good.
I thought he was a great heel. Everyone could say his feud with the Big Show was the worst thing ever, but he hitched his dad's coffin to the back of his car and drove it out of his funeral. This is after making Al Snow eat his own dog, so.
Oh, Big Boss Man was a terrible person.
Why not make that guy a champion?
Gosh.
Oof. I mean, if you're gonna make an old guy, if you're gonna let an old guy win this, see, I would have been like, you know what? Let Kenta win the New Japan Cup.
I like that. Let him take a crack at Naito. That would be a fun run up. They'd be talking some mad nonsense at each other.
Yeah,
I almost said a bad word.
I don't know. I think Sean Pyle and I, we went to go see Dragon Ball Evolution in theaters. Mm-hmm. We knew it was going to be bad, but mm-hmm. we had to be sure. And that's all I'm saying about Hiroki Goto having the belt around his waist for a minute. we all know it's going to be bad, but I just want to be sure so that I don't have any regrets.
I can live with that regret. But also, if it means Naito gets if it means Naito gets upset real quick, that also amuses me. So, okay.
It's not even real quick. Naito have had the belt on him for like 5 months by the time that comes up.
Yeah, I know, but that's just because there's not a lot of events. That's not a number of defenses that's impressive.
Who cares? Nobody counts your title reign by defenses. They count it by length.
If it's short, it can be easily made a less impressive number by saying that it was only two or three defenses. Like Sonata. Sonata didn't defend very much, which makes his run equally or especially terrible.
his run as the longest reigning IWGP World Heavyweight Champion. I hate that. Don't like it.
Give Shingo another try.
Oh, yeah. For real.
Let him be the Iron Man.
Yeah, it's At the very least, if Shingo was the champion, you're promised to get good championship matches. He doesn't have bad matches. All of his defenses were 5 stars, as far as I know.
As far as I'm willing to admit.
I'm exaggerating, but not very much, and possibly not at all. We could verify. We're not going to do it now, but maybe next time. Let's end this. Check out all the other wonderful shows on the Jabroni U Podcast Network. Do so by following the Jabroni University Podcast Network on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Jabroni U and at JabroniU.com. There you can follow the exploits of the Island Club and Why Did We Ever Meet, tune into Biff Radio, listen to all new hip-hop on Flow and Tell, and Draft Pop Culture on our flagship show, The Draft Podcast. Again, your gateway to follow all these wonderful podcasts is JabroniU.com. Remember to give all the podcasts a 5-star rating and to like, share, and retweet and subscribe, or else New Japan is going to make Yoshihashi the champion. Just want to be sure. I don't need that reassurance.
Thanks for being on the right side of that one.
If Goto can't do it, neither can Yoshihashi. The matches will be decent though. I think the matches would probably be better with Yoshihashi than Goto, but that's my opinion.
Right. No, you're probably right.
Well, Bonesaw is going away. We'll see it. We're not going to get to the end of the tournament unless we do it after Bonesaw gets back, and only if something insane happens outside of, one of the two aforementioned people winning. So, something has to happen in the pre-show. Someone has to make an appearance. I mean, we can actually probably, something magical. We can probably at least see if someone's going to show up by looking at the schedule.
For some of them silhouettes.
Yeah. Well, there's always lots of people. Let's see.
I can't find the schedule anymore. I give up trying.
NJPW1972.com/schedule. Except, that's not the schedule that you like. You have to catch that schedule it's before you get to schedule. It. The final, it's finally here. Listen to this and then go watch it. And then,
so finally
take our opinions with you to the grave.
No silhouettes, no Mr. X's.
No, we got a Shomakato and Katsuya Murashima versus Bushi and Takahashi. Tongaloa Ishii and Taguchi versus Akira TJP and Great O'Khan. That whole United Empire situation is such a mess. It was such a mess by them not immediately going Jeff Cobb or Great O'Khan as the leader. And I would have preferred Jeff Khan with Great O'Khan putting the strings there. TJP.
He's never gotten over on his personality.
It is the exact behavior of someone who gets stomped out by the actual true boss. Nick Nemeth. I don't know. Well, I mean,
I like this imaginary world we keep trying to live in where he's going to come and actually hang out for a long period of time.
This
is fantasy.
Yeah, it admits that he does copious amounts of nose clams. Matt Riddle could be the one doing the stomping out there, but he won a belt and then left. And it's the TV championship. So like, dumb idea to put the TV championship on someone who's never going to defend it or be around.
Why do we make these? Yeah, you make these belts just to give them away.
Very, very dumb.
Very, very strange.
It's a TV belt. You've had TV event after event after event after event. Like, he should be defending them on all of them.
Area.
Look. This is what I'm going to do with a TV belt, okay? He's going to be defending it on anytime there's a show, he's defending it. But, like, okay, defend it against Shomakato. He's not going to win. It's a quick, decisive victory. Boom. I've racked up a title defense. every, you know, every two or three nights, pepper in a young lion. Otherwise, you know, you're defending against, you know, your Taguchis, your Tongaloas, you know, every once in a while, it's like, okay, Ishii could maybe win that belt off of you. That, hey, Takahashi could probably win that belt off of you. You know, then you feed him a Bushi. Then you, you know, you feed him another young lion, give him Callum Newman, back to Bushi, easy win there. You know, Zack Sabre Jr. is, you know, not him, but like Jeff Cobb gets really close. Maybe it's a 15-minute time limit. Feed him Bushi one more time. Just lost. He's never going to win it. And then it just sort of ends.
Never get tired of Bushi.
Yeah, and as a final humiliation to Bushi, let Taka Michinoku win it.
Oh, no. No, please. Tired of seeing him win matches.
All right. Nichols and Zack Sabre Jr. taking on Cal Newman and Cobb. Tenzan, Togi Makabe, and Yoshihashi are taking on Kid, Owens, and Kenta.
Oh, that was a good Hanma spot, but that's no Hanma.
Yeah, no Hanma there. Yeah, if Hanma had some sort of a lesser belt, everyone would love it. Nobody doesn't like Hanma. I feel
would be a fun instant. That would be an instant win for a few weeks.
He's that guy. He's lower on the food chain than Yuji Nagata out of all the old guys, but no one would get mad if you put a belt on Hanma. He's wonderful.
It's like you could every once in a while, you could go to the R-Truth well. It's great.
Yeah.
You can't do it forever. You gotta leave so that the well can fill back up, but you can go back to the R-Truth well every time. it just works. I think Hama's got that same energy.
That's a really good comparison. Speaking of Yuji Nagata, El Desperado, and Shota Umino are taking on Big Juice, Jack Perry, and Ren Narita. Yo is taking on Kanemaru. Oleg and the...
A million people are fighting another million people.
Oleg and Yano and the rest of the Gorillas of Destiny are taking on just five guys. Shingo and Naito are taking on Togo and Evil. Really, no good matches on the New Japan Cup final.
And
Goto is taking on Tsuji for the New Japan Cup. I'm gonna have it on, so it'll be on, and then we'll see what happens. I just have to remember to not look at Twitter, because the first thing I'm gonna see is Yota Tsuji wins New Japan Cup.
Yeah, I should unsubscribe from the subreddit for now, or mute it or something. I think there's an option for that sort of thing. That's a good idea.
Yeah, so barring anything insane happening, I don't know that we're gonna come back. Which means it's just inconvenient, because by this time next week you're not going to care. I guarantee you. Just due solely to the two people who are the finalists. Yeah, something crazy could happen, so it's fine.
There's always the chance someone could show up,
but
somebody else could enter the picture and make it interesting.
It's going to be one of those two. So If Goto wins and he's just about to get his streamers, and then Kenny Omega comes back or something, I don't know. It's something ridiculous.
I'm sure it'll be straightforward, but I don't know. Sure, let's see Goto do something exciting.
Yeah. So
let's let him win us over. We'll allow it.
So if we do come back to talk about it, it'll probably be next Tuesday. And, you know, other than that, we look forward to the future, which is we got a road to Sakura Genesis, which has got a bunch of stuff. And then, you know, we have actual Sakura Genesis, which, you know, Naito is taking on either Goto or Tsuji. April 6th. That actually isn't that very far away. Okay, so he has four months of belt time if he loses it. I don't think he's going to lose. I don't think he'll lose it to Tsuji, but I do think that there's a good chance that he could lose it to Goto if Goto wins.
Ooh. You put a lot of stock in Goto for being a fill-in.
Yeah, it's just something. Oh, yeah. I mean, I did predict Finley to win. You know, it's whatever.
I don't think we were wrong to do that.
Whatever. Outside of that, there's, you know, Windy City Riot. They announced that Best of Super Junior is happening. I thought maybe.
Mm-hmm. That sounds familiar.
Wrestling Dontaku is gonna happen at the end of April. So or. No, wait, hold on a second. There's a road to Satsuma no Kuni is going to happen to break up the road, and then Wrestling Dontaku is May 3rd and 4th. So get your Dontakus ready. Because Dontaku's always good.
Mm-hmm.
And Windy City Riot, you know, if you feel like paying some money.
Feel like forking over some bucks.
Whoa, Moxley
and Naito.
Yeah. Moxley and Naito in a special singles match. It's special because Tetsuya Naito doesn't have the championship belt around him anymore. Otherwise, it'd be a championship match. Oh,
nah, Moxley doesn't deserve a chance.
Oh, listen, pay the 20 bucks to see Mustafa Ali versus Hiromu Takahashi. That's certainly worth spending 20 bucks on.
That'd be cool.
Okay, that's it. Any final thoughts, Bonesaw?
Gino really did nail that.
No. Yeah, it was. God, it was so funny.
What a treasure.
The surprising thing to me about this entire tour is that Chris Charlton's like, all right, you guys got this handled. Bye. I'm not.
It's a shame. Like we've missed some stuff.
Yeah,
we've been a lot of talking.
Yeah,
we could use some help on
that first night was really good. They were getting all their sillies out, and then you know you realize that Gino works super excellently on a two person. Team, and you know, sometimes it's just nice to have a two-person commentary team. I don't feel like I need three people all the time.
I would always rather have three, but with you miss something. There's not a pairing of the two out of any of those three that works, I think, as a totally cohesive and complete unit. Like you're missing something in either case. But you need it all. So I'll take it. I'll take a three-man booth for this.
Yeah,
I need Chris. I need Chris there. Chris brings a lot.
He brings a lot to the table. You really can't go wrong with a commentator with an angel and a devil on the shoulder.
Mm-hmm. And the angel brings history and translation too.
Doesn't hurt. The angel sows chaos and makes up the things that they're saying. But you could I like Walker Stewart.
I'm enjoying him too.
I've been enjoying him now. Like we've got some actual access time. He's really. He does that thing that Mauro Ranallo does really well, which is segueing.
He's pretty smooth.
He's really good at a segue. He's really good at a segue.
He keeps things flowing real nice.
Yeah, and that's being able to keep Chino corralled is good, and that was the other good thing about having House of Torture in every single block is that you get that little shot of Gino that you need every single night.
He's boosted for those matches. It's great. Oh, hey, how bad is Red Shoes? Because in his match with the Evil, where they, I think it was on Tsuji, and he was going to get 1, 2, 3, but they rang the bell. But Red Shoes got confused and stopped the count. He stopped his own count. That's terrible. What a terrible referee he is. Come on, just count your three. You're not.
He did it. Evil wins.
Like, I get it when you release the hold, but no, that's a bad referee right there.
Yeah, one, Red two. Shoes. I don't recall the bell supposed to be ringing after two. No.
Let me stop my hand right here to turn and look like it matters. Count to three.
Be a man.
Do your job, Red Shoes.
I'm your host.
Your son got eliminated in the first round.
looks like daddy didn't have the same buying power that Goto had. Of course, Goto is probably funneling that money in the Red Shoes' pockets anyway. It's when he's got all the way to the end.
It's all coming together.
All right. I'm your host, Daniel Solorzano. I'll both say goodbye to the lovely people.
Good night.
Yeah, I didn't even say it right.
Keep your third eye open.
Yeah, do something. I'm gonna push the button now.